Hello, hello, everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. It is another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I am so glad you all are joining me today. First off, I just want to say congratulations to everybody out there that's just holding on. These days, it's hard for us to just keep our heads afloat. It's hard for us to just keep ourselves sane, together, and even alive. So for us that's on a spiritual journey that are fighting every day to live their life as positively as they can and do the best thing that they can spiritually, mentally, and physically within this world, congratulations and thank you for taking that step in that journey. Because it's not easy. It's not hard. It is hard, as a lot of us know, to go through that spiritual journey and to even experience, you know, the things that we experience on these spiritual journeys and the spiritual paths that we choose. So congratulations for even taking that step. Now, today I want to talk to you all actually about flexibility in your life. So again, we're going to talk today about flexibility in your life. My goodness, where do we start? When we talk about being flexible in life, I think that's one of the biggest things that makes people like me who walk a spiritual path within their life and, you know, practice positive living, we see things a little bit differently. And that's what gives us the ability to be a little bit more flexible. We have a different mind process when it comes to the things that we do and how we go about doing them. As well as in time constraints, how long you have to have them, manifesting things. There's a lot that goes into it. But at the end of the day, we end up seeing this process a little different from most people. Flexibility within your life and within all areas of your life is very, very beneficial. It gives you the ability to actually just take a step back and give yourself other opportunities, other options. You're not just closing the door. You're giving yourself the ability to find other options. And that's what being flexible is about. Now, one of the big things about a spiritual journey is anything can happen. You're on a spiritual roller coaster. You're on ups and downs. So you never know what could happen and just in general in life. So you've got to be prepared as a spiritual warrior to be a warrior to be able to take any fight that comes your way, to be able to knock you down with the spiritual greatness and the spiritual power that you have. Your spiritual strength is everything within this journey. Learning how to be flexible is one of the things that helps you build up that muscle memory strength in regards to flexibility. Now, what do I mean when I say be flexible in all areas of your life? I mean, when something happens, or when you have a certain thing come your way, or you're looking at different opportunities in life, maybe you're looking at changing your career, or maybe just looking into getting, you know, your hopes and dreams finally off the ground and up and going. Maybe you're just looking at growing yourself and learning some things about yourself and changing some areas within you where you feel like that you're lacking. Or maybe it's just that you want a different relationship with this universe and this world and how you experience this life. All these things can be achieved by a simple tweak in your thought ideas around flexibility. So when I talk to you about being flexible, when you think about flexible, you think about a person that stretches, a gymnast normally or something like that. So they're flexible. They can bend their body in ways that other people can't. They can stretch their body in ways that are unorthodox and unnormal for the human body. It gives them the ability to have a different experience in this world. And a lot of them end up doing a lot of other things because of how flexible they are. They end up being entertainers and things of that nature because people love to see stuff like that. When you're talking about your life, it's the same way. In life, you have to be able to bend yourself and grow yourself and push yourself in ways that the human body normally does not do, or that the human mind normally does not comprehend. You are supposed to move outside of this human body. I don't know if any of y'all have ever seen the movie Lucy. But Lucy is a very good movie. Lucy is a movie that is wrapped around the idea of the almost perfect specimen, I guess you could say, genetically modified. And in Lucy, what happens is there is a conversation going on by Morgan Freeman. He's narrating the movie. And there's a point in there where Morgan states that there's two reasons in life. And in the spiritual world, we can understand this as well. There are two actual paths in life. It's either to procreate or spiritual growth. So if you are not doing both, you're doing one or the other. If you're sitting here, if you've been sitting here and you feel like your soul mission is to procreate and pass down your seed, awesome. Procreate, pass down your seed. But for some of us to live a different life, that's not necessarily the thing that was put on our heart as the most important thing to do. With that being said, with spirituality in your heart, with spirituality being a thing that you do, when it comes to that, the other area is growing yourself to a higher enough spiritual level to where you have evolved yourself beyond the human body. So if you're not going to leave your seed through procreation, you've got to leave back some kind of genetic material. That's why you have to go on a spiritual journey and evolve yourself spiritually and mentally to where you're on a higher spiritual level in regards to the human body and the human psyche. So that's why there you see these yogis and things like this, or these gurus pick a certain path in life they stated, and after this moment their life changed because they declared a certain moment in their life, and from that moment in their life they decided a change. And that's what it's all about. So at the end of the day, you've got to remember to be flexible and to be open to change and open to growth and open to learning new things, because that's what this whole spiritual journey is about. You finding out new things about yourself and about the universe that you never knew or understand. You being able to accept certain situations and be able to react differently. You being able to take the information that you've learned and put that out into the universe, to be able to pass that information along to anybody out there that needs it. That is the goal and the path for most people here in regards to your spiritual journey and your spiritual path. But what you've just got to do is find the best thing that works for you throughout this. As long as you remember to stay fluid and free throughout this world, stay flexible. Don't get locked in any certain thought process or idea. Always know and understand that there is room for growth and there is room for knowledge. If you live your life knowing and understanding that you're a forever learner, things become so much different. I want to thank you all again so much for joining me on today's journey. I hope you all have an amazing, positive week. We're starting off strong today. We're going to remember to stay positive, stay flexible, stay strong, and stay guided out here in this world. Again, I thank you all so much for joining me today. I love you all. You all have an amazing, positive day. Stay guided. Namaste. Ashe.